Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to dive in together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day here on Yom Sheni, the 22nd day of the month of Shvat, and already Yom Shlishi, the 23rd day in Eretz Yisrael. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Jonathan Muscat of the Young Israel of Oceanside in Oceanside, New York, to share words of Devarei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Muscat's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Of course, those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Muscat will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and incredible Chayalim. And finally, we will conclude with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, during which Rabbi Muscat will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all of those when we are davening for whatever purpose, for whatever reason that we are on this call, whether for ourselves or for others, those in the need of a refuah shalema, those who are davening, yearning, get married, should find the true basharet, those who are hoping for children, should be blessed, many beautiful, happy, healthy, holy children, those in need of harnasa and chizik, whatever the reason, whatever purpose we're on this call, may all of our tefillos be answered with tova for good. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. To subscribe, again, ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the call for whatever reason, to celebrate a simcha, commemorate a yahrzeit, or just because, we always appreciate your generosity, that can be done at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Muscat.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. For the OU community, we cannot ignore the deep political polarization in the two countries closest to our hearts, the United States and Israel. In the United States, this tension is felt not only at the national level, but increasingly in certain major cities where the actions and rhetoric of some municipal leaders have generated grave concern among many Jews about safety values and the future of Jewish communal life. There are no easy solutions to divisions of this magnitude. Yet I believe the Torah offers enduring guidance and a moral framework that can help us as a people navigate these challenges with clarity, dignity, and faith. Consider the relationship between last week's Parsha and this coming week's Parsha, between Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Yisro presents us with the vision, the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, the Ten Principles of Jewish Life that Rav Sadia Gaon tells us form the backbone of the entire Torah. But Mishpatim reminds us that vision alone is not enough. The ideals of Sinai, powerful and inspiring though they are, must be translated into concrete, everyday laws. The vision must become living reality through detailed rules that structure society, protect rights, and guide our actions. We are a people of law. We believe in rules that hold everyone accountable, leaders and citizens alike. We do not simply hope that leaders will implement Sinai's vision correctly. We insist on laws that safeguard justice and fairness. When we see laws or policies threatening those protections, we have a responsibility to respond. But the Torah also teaches us an important balance. We may critique leaders, but we do not curse them. The pasuk says, "Elokim lo sekaleo v'nasi bamcha lo sa'on." Many mafarshim, many commentaries understand Elokim here as referring to judges, suggesting that leadership carries a spark of the divine. When we respect leaders, we honor that divine role. When we curse them, we dishonor it. But what happens when leaders fail? The Gemara Masechet Yevamos Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis clarifies that the prohibition to curse applies when leaders act appropriately. When leaders stray from ethical or moral paths, we are permitted, even obligated, to hold them accountable. Leadership carries responsibility, and with that comes scrutiny. This principle challenges us as citizens of democracies, including Israel and the United States. Should we respect leaders because they embody moral ideals or because they are effective in governing? What if we perceive them as falling short? Political thinkers differ. Some, like James David Barber, argue that moral conviction shapes the leader's choices in times of crisis, like Abraham Lincoln, whose belief in equality guided him through the Civil War. Others warn that unethical leaders may subvert the rule of law, endangering democracy itself. Still, thinkers like Michael Walzer note that sometimes difficult circumstances require leaders to act pragmatically, even bending rules to serve the greater good. The question remains, how much do we value morality and leadership, and how much do we prioritize effectiveness? The Torah offers a timeless insight. Even when leaders are flawed, we maintain respect for the office and for the framework of law itself. The Rashbaz, Sephardo, the Netziv explained that people naturally curse leaders when laws or policies frustrate them. The Torah instructs us to resist that impulse. As the Sephardo writes, Ki amnam kilasa melch raso tia al harov sibat ra'a rabba vezek latzibor. Cursing the legitimate authority of a country, its official rules, will frequently result in harm to the entire population. It is destructive to society. A healthy society depends on balance. Leaders must be accountable to the law. Citizens must have the courage to critique when necessary, and yet we must build trust, not tear it down. Critique aims to improve. Cursing aims only to destroy. When we critique responsibly, we work to create a better society, not simply to defeat an opponent. The Sefer HaChinuch teaches that judging others favorably, being dan l'kaf zchus, is essential for societal health. Trust is the lifeblood of community. And when society values both rights and trust, leaders are more likely to govern wisely, responsibly, and with integrity. In both America and Israel, we must safeguard democratic values, protect individual liberties, defend Jewish rights, and remain vigilant against laws or actions that threaten them. But we must also heed the Torah's charge. Elokim lo sekalel, v'nasih ba'amcha lo sa'or. We must resist the impulse to curse, choose dialogue over denunciation, and cultivate compromise instead of contempt. We must learn to care as deeply about trust as we do about justice. And in doing so, we help shape leaders and societies that reflect not only the values by which we live, but the values by which we aspire to live. May God grant us the wisdom, courage, and faith to pursue this holy endeavor. I'm now going to recite Perek Chaf in Tehillim, Psalm chapter 20. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancha adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh, U'mitzion yisadecha, יזכור כל מנחותיך, ולעשך ידש נפלה, ייתן לך חלבביך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נראנה בשועותיך, ובשם אלוהינו נגאל, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. אתה ידעת כי יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קדשו בגבורתו של ימינו. אלף הרכב ואלף הסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אלוהינו נזכיר. Ema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu, amnu b'ni soldad, anonai hoshia, amelach yanenu b'yom karenu. Perek Kuf Chafaf and Sefer Tehillim, Psalm chapter number 121. Shir l'malos, esai nai el hehorim, me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri mi'im adonai, oseh shemayim v'aret, al yitein lamot raglecha, ayonum shomrecha, hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashem Ashlo Yakecha, V'yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorecha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzitzchol Vorecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamin, Psalm chapter 130. Shira Malos, Mima Makim Kvasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoliim, Tiyana Azach Hashivosa, Kol Tachminoi. Ima Venot Tishmoya, Adonai Mi Yamod. Yimcha Asbicha Laman Tivarei. Yivisa Na Kivsa Navshi, Velibaro Ho Kolti. Navshi Lanam Yishom Laboker. Shomim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kivana Yachesed Barbe Mosadus. Vahu Yifdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. אחינו קובש ישראל נשים בצורה ושיביה הומדים בין ביום בין ביבה שמוכם ירחם עליהם יוצאים מצור לבפה ופירה לא משיב לגבולה אשר בגלל סבבת קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Misha Beirach, I'm going to now recite a prayer for Chayalei Tzahal for the Israel's Defense Forces. Misha Beirach, Avasenu Avram Yisrael Yaakov, Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzahal Hagana L'Yisrael Avanchei Kochos HaBitachon, Omdim Mishmar Atenu V'Rei Lahenu, Mizvul HaLvanan Vavi Bar Mitzrayim, U'min HaYam Acha Gadol Adlavo HaRava B'chol Makom Shehem, V'Yabasha Bavir V'Yam, Yitenu Noyesha Avinu Kamim Olenu Nigafim Esmehem, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעציר את חיילינו מכל צער וצוקו ומכל נגע ומחלה. ושלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. דבר שנאים ותחתיהם ותראים מחשי ישוע ועצר ציטחון. והקיע בהם הכסוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך לבכם ולוחם לכם עם עבדכם משיעתכם ונאמר אמן. I'm now going to recite מי שברך לחולים and pause in the middle to insert the names of those who need a refuah shleima, speedy recovery. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, V'yavarech Es HaCholi. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mali Rachim Aleim, Lachimam, Lerapusam, Lerapam, Lachaskam, Lachiosam, V'yishlach, Lohem, Meheir, Fuhu, Shem, Min HaShemayim, V'chol Evarem, V'chol Gideon, V'sok Shar Chola Yisrael, Rufuah, Fenefesh, Rufuah, Saguf, Hashta, Bagala, V'zman Kariv, V'nomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Muscat. Really appreciate having you on. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you back on the program, please God, Amir Tashem, in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.